From the Cape Podcast, issue 29, pages 5 and 6, Digital Television. Introduction. A good friend recently posted me a Silvercrest SL65 satellite receiver. He had wanted a Freeview box in order to receive the stuff his Sky Digibot could not receive. For my non-UK listeners, the free channels on satellite and the free channels on terrestrial, digital, differ. So he got the satellite receiver, which was a mistake, though not for me. However, it's a mistake easily understood when you aren't really sure what all this digital television luck is all about, and people use terms such as FTA, and especially since the freebie channels off satellite were, and often still are, called Freeview, which is also a name given to the terrestrial channels. As if that isn't enough, there are no less than 4 types of Silvercrest SL65. The first 3 are satellite receivers, old model, new model, 12-volt DC model. The other is a terrestrial receiver. What he would have wanted. Is it any wonder he was confused by all of this? And judging by the emails I receive, he certainly isn't alone in not understanding it all. So here's a, hopefully simple, guide to digital television. Digital? Once upon a time, the signal received by your antenna, or dish, directly corresponded to what appeared on your television screen. If we imagine a signal is a piece of string, and we make it wibbly like ocean waves, the result of how this would look on a television is vertical bands of light and dark. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of space to transmit signals like this. Back in the early days of Sky Television, you could receive maybe 40 channels off satellite. Now there are almost as many Televangers channels, twice as many trying to sell you garbage, and hundreds of other things to watch. This is all possible because of digital television. The way digital television works is that it looks to see what changes from moment to moment. Instead of transmitting the entire complete television picture 25 times per second, as the old-fashioned way does, digital will send a complete picture maybe once a second, followed by directions on how to alter that picture in order to make what you see on your television look correct. When you realize you can also compress these parts of the picture, it's now just computer data and not an actual TV picture, you can see how it's possible to get 100 different channels in a space that used to carry 10. Understand, though, that all future broadcasting will be digital. Starting this year and ending in 2012, the older analog channels, in the UK, will be switched off around the country. It's much the same in Europe. No more analog. What this means is that if your television only accepts analog signals, for example you have to wobble a switch or push buttons to tune into a UHF channel, the tuning range will probably be marked 21 to 69, which is probably most televisions in use, then it will cease to work once the analog signal switched off. You'll need to have a digital receiver of some sort, either a satellite dish or a terrestrial receiver, to hook into your old TV. Digital Terrestrial Television, DTT. Your existing television antenna is not useless. The end credits of Coronation Street, famed for a shot looking across a bunch of roofs with loads of aerials on chimney pots, will look the same. However, instead of the old, big, analog signals, it will receive digital signals. If you don't have a television that can accept such signals directly, then you'll need a box to do this for you. Prices in the UK range from £20 upwards, depending on quality and capabilities. When purchasing such a receiver, do not be thrown by buzzwords such as DTT and Freeview. Explicitly ask and ensure the equipment that you are about to purchase is for terrestrial digital signals. Terrestrial, by the way, means that signals broadcast on Earth, travel through the air and are received on Earth. Like normal TV, not like satellite TV, which travels tens of thousands of miles. Satellite channels. The other option, and the option I feel is more flexible, is for satellite reception. I do not need to say much about this, as Sky has been digital for years, so much of the equipment around is for digital reception. However, every so often you'll come across an analog receiver. Do not buy it. There is nothing on a Sky satellite that you can receive. On other satellites, you'll find CNN in English, and an ever-decreasing selection of German channels. Unless the price is good and you really want the dish, purchasing an analog receiver these days will be a waste of money, especially seeing as little friendly digital satellite receiver can cost as little as £30. In the UK, keep an eye on the special offers in a chain of shops called Lidl. Which is best? This is rather like asking which mobile phone is best. It depends a lot on what you want and what you expect. If you get a good analog signal for BBC One, ITV, Channel 5 and so on, then quite possibly a digital terrestrial receiver would be the easiest for you to set up. It simply sits between your existing area and your television. Let it auto-scan and find all the channels it can for you. Simple. However, you will need very good or excellent reception. If you'd like a wider range of channels, that are not necessarily a more useful range, then you should opt for satellite. This is more a necessity for those living in weaker reception areas, and obviously for those living overseas. Channel 4 and Channel 5 are not yet available for free on satellite, but this is something the BBC is looking into. How about a one-size-fits-all box? Well, given that digital terrestrial uses an encoding system called MPEG-2, and digital satellite uses an encoding system called MPEG-2, and DVDs use an encoding system called MPEG-2, you really would have thought that somebody would have put together a box that can play DVDs and tune to digital channels, either terrestrial or satellite, and perhaps even throw in digital radio and MP3 playing too. You'd have thought. So if you happen to know such a receiver, please inform the rest of us. HD, high definition. This is available for a price on Sky. The BBC also broadcasts an HD channel part-time. At the moment, it looks like Ofcom, the people who license the ability to broadcast on radio waves in the UK, are hell-bent on flogging off broadcasting space to line their own pockets. So at the moment, there's no possibility of HD broadcast via terrestrial means. Hopefully democracy will kick in and they'll reconsider their position. The problem is, it's an expensive outlay for not much return. There's only one free HD channel. So progression to HD in the UK will not be quick.